AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It's another day of severe thunderstorm warnings, tornado watches along a weather front from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast. That same system spawned tornadoes and flash flooding that killed at least five people, including at least two in Van, Texas. Van Zandt County Emergency Coordinator Chuck Allen says a tornado did do a lot of damage.
Approximately 30% of the city of Van has suffered damages, ranging from completely destroyed homes to downed trees and power lines.
Eight people remain unaccounted for in that small town. A memorial service held today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for police officers Benjamin Dean and LaCorey Tate, who were shot to death during a traffic stop Saturday night. Captain Peggy Seeley telling the crowd today that Dean was an exceptional police officer.
Always on time, ready to go to work, willing to go that extra mile, and that he did.
In an interview with WDAM-TV, Tate's mother, Yolanda Ross, says he was so proud when he graduated from the police academy last year.
He said, man, Mom, I get on the police department, you know. That's my dream. That's what I always wanted to do. I said, yep, sure is.
Four people face charges in the shooting, and they have an initial court appearance later today. George Zimmerman's lawyer says a bullet fired through his car window just missed his head during some kind of confrontation today in Lake Mary, a suburb of Orlando, Florida. Don West says Zimmerman was not seriously hurt and was treated and released from a hospital. West adds the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer thinks he knows who is responsible for the shooting and is cooperating with police. Zimmerman was acquitted in 2013 of fatally shooting Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager in a case that sparked protests and national debate about race relations. The Justice Department later decided against bringing a civil rights case against Zimmerman. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is down 83. This is AP Radio News. The TV show that launched the careers of some major singers is coming to an end. AP Entertainment Editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
It's the beginning of the end of the journey for American Idol. Fox says the show will go off the air after its 15th season next spring. During much of its time on the air, Idol was must-see TV, making stars out of head judge Simon Cowell and singers like Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and Carrie Underwood. And it taught us it was good to be going to Hollywood, bad to sound hitchy, and when Randy Jackson called you a dog, well, it was a good thing. But in recent years, Idol's ratings began to wane, and eventually it was eclipsed by a rival show, NBC's The Voice. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An Alabama grandmother is sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in the death of her 9-year-old granddaughter. Savannah Harden collapsed after running and died in 2012. Prosecutors say Joyce Harden Garrard made the child run for hours as punishment for a lie about candy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.